Scott Schultz.
And you're a cranberry grower for Ocean Spray?
I am.
Tell us a little bit about the operation here. How many bogs, how many acres, what do you got here?
We've got a 230-acre cranberry marsh consisting of 92 sections and eight varieties. So.
And you're right outside of Warrens, which a lot of people call cranberry capital. This is a big area for the berries.
It is. Typically in the state of Wisconsin, there's a hub of about 50 miles where the majority of the cranberries are grown. Wisconsin itself is the number one producer of cranberries in the United States, which we produce over 60% of all the cranberries grown in the United States on about 21,000 acres of land. So every acre of cranberries we grow, we need anywhere from 7 to 10 acres of water to support those cranberries. And you notice all the ponds around, and those are our reservoirs to supply our water to the cranberries.
I have to admit, there have been times that I've stopped along the highway and looked at the bogs and looked at the ponds and realized, okay, this has been creatively built because you've got different levels of water so that you can recirculate these bodies of water through the bogs, back into storage ponds, and this water gets used a lot over and over, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and then when it's all done, it goes down and my neighbor gets it when we're finished with it. So. Yeah, we try to keep the water as much as we can because water is a precious commodity. So
it's harvest time here. How far along are you?
The end is in sight. Next week we'll be finished. And being that we started in the week after Labor Day, it's been a long harvest. It's been a good harvest. I think we're expecting a record crop all throughout the state. So Mother Nature was good to us this year. Being that we're a perennial plant, so much depends on the fall, the winter, and we just don't grow the crop this year. We have to take care of our plant for next year, and it makes it really difficult sometimes. This year, especially when we had a really hot and wet August, the cranberry plant itself just wanted to keep on growing while we had to maintain a healthy plant, and it was really difficult to do. So we've got a lot of cranberry vines growing this year where we normally don't. So.
Do you have to replant those at some point?
A well-managed cranberry plant will last 60 to 70, 80 years. What will happen is weeds will overtake them. They get built up with sand, and they get too hard to manage with the harvest. They get high-end or something like that, makes them unmanageable, so that's when you take them out. And it's a good thing because there's getting to be better varieties now. We're planting varieties now that are almost doubling the crop of our older varieties. So it's kind of a no-brainer. It's an expensive venture, but we try to redo two or three beds a year. So.
You mentioned that you grow different varieties here. A lot of people don't realize there's more than one variety of cranberry.
There is. There's early varieties and there's late varieties and there's varieties that keep really well. For our operation here, we're all a processed cranberry farmer. By being processed, that means we grow for sweetened dried cranberries and cranberry juice and cranberry sauce. We've got neighbors down the street that grow fresh cranberries. It's a completely different operation, the way they do things, and the varieties that they grow. But we grow the nicest, reddest cranberries, so we get the best product for the sweet and dried cranberries in the juice.
As far as the end of this season, what comes after the berries are all done?
That's when if you look down there, you can see our heavy equipment and the dirt piles. We're pushing off the cranberry vines, and we're tearing up the topsoil, haul that away, and bring in nice, clean sand. And we'll be working on that probably till Thanksgiving. Then after Thanksgiving, then we get into servicing all of our equipment. We've got a lot of equipment, and it takes us a month to do that. And so we're pretty well busy. Harvest isn't the busiest time of the year for us, actually.
So it's right after harvest is when you're doing the two or three new beds a year. That's where the equipment comes in.
Exactly. And harvest is the most enjoyable time of the year. Especially a year like this when we've had some unseasonable weather. Last year, I think on this day, we were probably in the 40s, and it's quite different.
We've seen a lot of berries in the last several years. We've seen the price dip down, too. Is that a concern?
Oh, that's always a concern. We just got to hope that we come up with something new that utilizes the fruit. We're steadily building demand overseas right now, but that's not going to take care of the supply of the cranberries we've got coming in, especially this year for Wisconsin. We've got I'm assuming a monster crop coming, so hopefully the cranberry product developers can come up with some new way to use cranberries, eat more cranberries.
Anything you'd like to add today?
The cranberry itself is a healthy fruit, even though it does need sugar. It's what they classify as a nutrient-dense plant with no sugar whatsoever, so it is a healthy fruit, heart healthy, and being that we can add the sugar to it, we have a benefit there because we don't have to add the, we have to add the sugar to make it palatable, but we can control the amount of sugar that we do put in with it.
I thought the ones I grabbed right out of the harvester were pretty tasty.
They are tasty. When you buy a bag of fresh cranberries in the store, you don't get to taste them like that. And usually it's a different variety that keeps better. I'm glad you enjoyed the flavor of them.
Thanks for the help today.
You bet. I'm glad you stopped.